Utah legislators got an early start to increased county tax hikes, state county managing testimonies trying to spark up their business these days. How about a public relations-minded pickpocket? Last July, a 77-year-old pensioner was praying in a Catholic. The Salt Lake Area Chamber of Commerce will announce its new executive. The old Diamond Jubilee celebration in Utah ended officially today with the opening of the legislative session. And to honor years of statehood, 75 of them, KSL Radio presented a diamond to Governor Rampton. KSL Radio Vice President and General Manager Joseph A. Kerr made that presentation.
A diamond? Yes, but what diamond would truly exemplify what Utah's diamond anniversary represents to those of us who have grown up with her history and those who will live with her great future? We think perhaps we have found an answer. The black diamond in this setting that you're holding is unique in all the world. It was manufactured in Provo, Utah by Mega Diamond Corporation through a process developed by one of Utah's native sons, Dr. Tracy Hall. At the request of KSL Radio, this stone was created especially for this anniversary and is herewith donated to you, Governor, as representative of the people of Utah.
Mr. L.H. Curtis was today named President and General Manager of KSL Incorporated. He had been serving as Executive Vice President and General Manager of the corporation for the past 4 years.